Good day, we're on the Suffolk Ram.
Scazzius.
Welcome to episode 188 of the Randness podcast. And I'm not dying, I don't think. Currently unknown if this is COVID or not, but we'll find out later on this evening when I get a text from the government telling me how dead I am.
Yeah, we don't know what it is, but you know, it might take him with us, so.
Yeah.
But he's soldiering on, bless him. He's soldiering
on. I'm here.
On.
I'm going for it. Ooh, as the Yanks would say. Yeah. Are you all right, Skaz?
Better than you by the sounds of it, son.
The thing is, apart from the throat, I actually feel all right. That's the annoying thing. I sound a lot worse.
You just feel like literally you've been choking on razor blades all day.
I don't even got a sore throat. I just can't speak. I actually personally feel absolutely fine.
So can I just throw out there, Ram? We're going to lose our award for family friendliness right away.
How so?
That's retarded. How is it you can feel perfectly fine and not speak?
Well, there you go. That's what most people consider an improvement, I think, if I can't speak.
That depends who we're dealing with.
Exactly.
Usually, I think they'd prefer that you can and I can't. But let's just say their prayers weren't answered.
Somebody's prayer's been answered. Oh, Lord, please inconvenience Ram for me.
Well... do you think it's working? Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah, to be fair, it's been fine until just now when I had to talk to you.
Oh, mate.
Well, you were the first sort of social interaction I've had for the last sort of few days.
And he's thinking to himself, God, why do I have to do this?
And do you know what today's our 2-year anniversary of?
The opening of our Pornhub channel.
That as well.
The time when we became North Korean ambassadors.
That's longer than that.
That time when Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin gave me a birthday cake, even though it weren't my birthday.
Shh, don't talk about that anymore.
Oh, you, shit, sorry.
Shh, don't talk about
and
that.
When Kim burst out of it,
do you know how hard I've done to delete that information from the net?
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry. No, but the Kim bit when he popped out was so good.
It's good. But the trouble is, it's not good for our metrics.
I know, you have a fair point.
You know,
yeah.
It's from a publicity point of view, we don't want to get cancelled. So.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, we've had to sort of like edit that a bit all out.
Go on then, what's the 2-year of?
2 years of lockdown podcasts. 2 years ago,
yeah.
It's our first lockdown podcast.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, it has been 2 years. I was like, what exactly has been significant over the last 2 years? I was like, what's he on about?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
A little virus.
Ah, minor inconvenience.
Yeah, that's what the name is. Well, that's what you call the next one. So, Skaz, what you slash we been up to?
Well, over the last few podcasts, we've been trying to revisit the Metro series. You more so revisit replay because you've played through original Metro, haven't you? And they've done Metro Redux. Then they did Last Light and Last Light Redux. I don't quite understand why Last Light was Reduxed because it's just. Last Light, is it not? There were no real changes to it.
No.
But the Redux is usually because it's a pack where they made Metro 2033 using Last Light's kit.
I think on the Redux version of Last Light, they've combined, not only Metro, they've combined several levels together.
Yeah, yeah.
So Metro had a lot more levels in it. No, the same levels are there, but they're now like... Like there was one which was called the Dead City, Dead City 1, Dead City 2. Now they're just one level called Dead City.
They just stitched them in, yeah.
Yeah. I think they did the same thing for Last Light, I believe. So not same fair, engine, that. But they made it so they could run, because obviously it was obviously a limitation of the consoles, I'm assuming, rather than PCs.
Sure. So, and the reason we're doing this is because, well, I've always had a bit of a beef with Metro. I've always liked the idea of Metro, but. There's just been some mechanics in Metro 2033 that have just made me want to punch through a wall. I went through or started to go through Metro 2033 Redux, as we just said, the remake of Metro 2033, because it had a Linux client. And I recently started dicking around on Linux games again. And I was like, I don't remember getting bum rushed by as many enemies. In 2033, the original 2033, this doesn't feel right. So the groove is you were then supposed to play through 2033 Redux, because you remember the NPCs being able to kind of carry you a bit. So I've played through Redux. You've Redux?
So I played the original. I'm now playing the Redux version of the original. I'm about 2/3, 3/4 of the way through.
Sure.
And it's not a very long game. Most I've done today.
It's about 9 hours, isn't it?
Yes, so I played about an hour on Monday, and then I've played nearly most of it I've played through today. So it's not a long game.
Do you feel Redux is anything like 2030? Like, does it feel like how you remember it?
Trouble was so long ago since I played the original. That's back in 2013, 14. So trying to remember that far back, because obviously when you play a game a long time ago, you get your little roasting and goggles go on and you forget. If you like a game, you tend to forget some of the jankiness. What I've noticed about this game is the AI sometimes is very stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, we have different opinions on the stealth. The stealth, I actually don't find that hard. The first stealth bit, you go and you're with this guy and you come across a little small group of bandits. I fucked that up. Mainly because I thought I was moving up. I thought, saw this guy when he passed me. I thought it was the guy who I was with moving up. It wasn't. It was another guard. So I fucked up. Other than that, when I've got some layer levels where it's again, you're going to stealth, I've just took my time over it. Throwing knives make it a piece of piss. Throwing knives, they're so...
I never used the throwing knives in 2033.
They make it so easy because they have such a huge range. They're one-shot kill.
No matter where you hit.
No matter where you hit. So it's... And as long as you... Metroid is a game which will punish you for rushing ahead. So there are lots of cases where there are tripwires, which are very easy to miss if you're not looking. There's lots of cases where there's these little alarms, which are basically cans on a string. There's the monsters have these little pits that you can fall down, which I don't remember being in the first game, but I probably were, but I just don't remember them. So there's quite a few sort of sudden death bits in them. If you're not careful, it's a game that does sort of like say punish. You can move quick, but you have to always be slightly switched on when you're going for it.
Yeah.
And so with the stealth bits, especially, you have to sort of like look ahead and so forth. But I found all the other stealth bits. Now I've sort of like got back into the groove. I didn't find there really any problem. It is a case of you make one fuck up, you are discovered.
So you alert pretty much the entire room to your exact location.
Yeah. Having said that, if you take someone out stealthily, but they get spotted, they don't all know where you are. It's only if someone shoots somebody, they survive, then they know where you are. So as long as you are making sure you take the time and get kills. But I'm young, there's stealth points where it's like there's three guys extra, and I'm just going with my stealth eyes and taking all three out for the chance to really react.
Are you playing it in the Metro 2033 mode, or are you playing it in the Last Light mode?
I'm playing it in the Survivor mode, which is in the flight, and there's it's hardcore difficulty, I think it's called, which I think is like normal. Normal sort of mode. I'm not playing on like ultra hard difficulty, but yeah, I've a problem. But I said the AI is quite is the AI is the other thing I noticed about Metro is it's a very linear story based game, but it teaches you a lot of these rules that make you feel would be more. They clearly wanted to make it felt like it should have been made an open world game from the start. I think that's what they wanted to do.
Sure.
So things like you come across these things called ghosts. The guy teaches you how to deal with them, how to avoid them, and so forth. But that information becomes irrelevant once you got past that section. Now, I get the feeling that if it had been an open world game, you'd been taught that, and everything you'd look out for. A bit like when you play Stalker, you get to an area, you go, oh, hang a second, that's a little clue, there's a ghost about, I know how to deal with this, I need to now treat, I'm reading the environment and working around it. And that's why I felt the game felt like it wanted to be an open world game, but couldn't be. I mean, I think it works well as a very tightly made story, but I feel that's what they were sort of aiming for.
So, right, when it comes to stealth, I remember 2033, original 2033 stealth being absolutely trash.
See, God awful. I can't remember that stealth being that bad.
Right.
Because that's what surprised me when you said it before. I don't remember it being that bad.
But you see, I get sick and tired. If I get spotted and the entire room's on high alert, like the entire room, everyone in that entire section knows exactly where I am. I'm just like, It's going to be like this, is it? It's going to be one of those cheapy kind of either I nail it or I save scum it or I go in all guns blazing. And it's just like, there's no wiggle room. And that annoyed me. In Redux, now I know what a huge part of my problem with the stealth, right? So when you play it on Linux, depending on what screen you play it on, the gamma option is broken. And I mean completely broken. So you know when you start the game, pick your play style, you pick your difficulty, and then it'll say, set your gamma. So set your screen brightness. All right? And it'll say, make it so the leftmost icon is barely visible.
Yeah, pretty standard stuff.
And it gives you a slider to adjust the brightness of the game. Well, on the Linux version, that motherfucker is capped the fuck out, or at least it was on my display, capped out all the way to the max. And I couldn't even see the second one. So when I was stealthing around or sneaking around, I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to see these guys without my light on? It's way too dark. And so it wasn't until I got to about two-thirds of the way through the game that I actually said, you know what, I'm going to have to go into my graphic settings and actually manually adjust my entire system's gamma so that I can see. And as soon as I did that, I was like, huh, this is a fucking cakewalk. And actually, in Metro Last Light, so I played Last Light through today, so it's built on the same engine, I steamrolled that game in stealth. Didn't even look at the, because in Last Light, there's that little watch in there that tells you, you know, it tells you when you can't be seen.
Yeah. I never bothered.
Didn't even look at it. Didn't even look at it. It was just like, yep, knife, silenced pistol, headshot. I didn't even upgrade my guns. Silent pistol the entire way through, just wiping people out left and right.
Yeah. I mean, what? So that, I think stealth isn't actually that bad. Now, maybe, I don't remember being that bad in the original. What bits I don't like are the bits where you are just up against loads and loads and loads of mutants.
Now, I don't remember those being quite as plentiful.
They were quite
in the original game.
They were quite.
Well, I remember the AI taking out a lot of those.
What I've noticed when I've played from personal is the AI seems to be taking them out. However, the mutants predominantly go for you. They will ignore everybody else and generally go for you, regardless. Very rarely do I see him go for an AI. So I
see. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like I was a magnet. Whenever I play, I thought it's just like a magnet. They all come after me. They'll even clip through the AI to get to me.
There was one section where you know how you have to. You've got your guys are at the end of a tunnel. There's like three or four of them, and you have to run to the end of a tunnel, blast it,
yeah.
Run to another side, find some like dead rangers, pick up their kit,
yeah,
and then kind of go back. Do you know the one I'm on about? I'm trying to be really vague, so I don't
know. A funny story about my playing through that.
Oh, go on then.
I didn't bother to read the note, the clipboard with the objectives.
Right.
So I spent about an hour just trying to win the battle. And it was only until I actually went around, I kept respawning. Like, I can't get, so I don't want, what's my objective actually say? Oh, close the entrance. Like,
See, I found that bit to be incredibly cheap.
The monsters, it's funny actually. That, I think, is where they actually do some trick with the AI, because when I was at the end of the tunnel, they were always coming for me. As soon as I was running down that tunnel, unless I literally stood in their way, they wouldn't come for me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. See, I didn't have that problem.
So I wondered if there was it's almost like there was some sort of trigger stage where they, once they get to a certain bit, they just lock onto you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for that, they are like, okay, your waypoint is to get this position first and get there first. And they were just like running past me.
So interesting.
It didn't, once I knew what I had to do, it was literally like, so I think I literally did it like two tries and I'd done it.
Sure.
To get past the the only thing to be true is the second we had to clear this, like a bit upstairs, you had to blow and close off.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
See, now that bit was a nightmare for me.
I couldn't find the explosive. I was like, ages.
No, me either.
It was already up there. And then when I realized it was already up there, I was like, oh, okay. There we go. Sword. So. But yeah, I know exactly which bit you're referring to. I don't like those last stand bits, if I'm honest, because they're just a way to use up all your ammo.
Yeah, there's a bit in Last Light actually that I thought, I was like, I've got so much ammo, this isn't this is not even funny. And then all of a sudden, this one level comes up just before there's a boss, right? And I go from having full ammo to, like, next to nothing. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? Like, as if it was set up to force me to use all of my bullets. Like, it just did it on purpose because it wanted to make it difficult. It's like, but why?
My memory of Last Light, when I played it the first time around, was Last Light was worse for ammo than 2033. I always felt 2033. I very rarely ran out. Whereas Last Light...
Really?
Last Light, I ran out loads of times.
I was the opposite. In 2033, I struggled with ammo. In Last Light, I had so many bullets.
That's interesting.
I mean, I had hundreds of bullets.
I'd excel.
You know the money? You know the military grade bullets?
Yeah.
I had something like 600 or 700 of those by the end of the game.
Yeah.
I could have steamrolled anything. So actually, we should probably actually go back and explain what Metro is.
Yeah.
So, correct me if I get anything wrong or if I miss anything, but Metro 2033, the game, is based on the book of the same name by... what's his name? Ram?
I can't remember his name.
Like Dimitri or something like that. Some guy made a book named Metro 2033. They made a game based on it. And it's basically Russia after basically a nuclear attack. Yeah. And society shifts down into the underground train network. Yeah,
there's a nuclear winter going on.
And they've found that the train network they're basically bunkers. It's their shelter.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And there is a new race of beings called the Dark Ones, and they corrupt people's minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no one really knows why. They just assume that the Dark Ones are evil. But only one person so far seems to be getting kind of dinged by the Dark Ones, but not completely flipping his shit. And that is the main character,
Artyom,
who realistically has no reason to do what he's doing. Because at the start of Metro 2033, your metro station gets attacked. A guy that comes to visit your station goes to defend the station, and he says, look, you know, go and tell my guys at my station what's going on, and we'll sort this shit out.
Yeah. Well, he says, if I don't come back in 24 hours, you need to go do this, doesn't he?
Yeah. And that is literally it. However, as you go through the story, Artyom doesn't really seem to have any impact at all. Realistically.
No.
Because everyone else is already kind of doing their thing, and you just seem to tag along.
Yeah.
They were kind of going to do their thing.
Anyway. You're just traveling, but as you're traveling, you're just coming across situations and having to sort of deal with them. So you get stuck in, like, the front lines between the communists and the Nazis and have to sort of just get through them. They're fighting their own war. Neither of them are interested in you, but if you're there, they're going to assume you're an enemy and going to shoot you. So you just have to sort of, like, all the little things. The guys, people who help you generally are like, well, they're using you as a guide or a hand, or basically that there's no, you're just a traveler really, and you're experiencing these things. When I quite, as a story, I quite like that. I don't like being necessarily the center of attention for everybody.
Sure.
I mean, Last Light gets, you are a bit more center of attention than you are for Trophy 3.
You are the guy. You're the hero.
Yeah, but in Trophy 3, you're just another person. You're no one special.
Yep.
I like that. I personally quite like that as a storytelling mechanic. Because I find games where you are the best at X, Y, Z. Everybody looks up to you, respects you, because you're the best at this, the best at that, and so forth. Yeah, sort of like, it's a bit ego-stretching, but it feels... unrealistic is the wrong word, but it feels not quite right.
Sounds fair. I like the idea of Metro, but mechanically I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are just so many times in the game where I think to myself, this is really, really, really cheap. Like, as you said, when waves and waves and waves of enemies just keep coming at you, and I'm thinking to myself, earlier on, like the AI would just stand there and shoot things, and I didn't have to do anything. And I got it into my head partway through. I swear, in 2033, I could practically just put my gun down and walk away, and the AI would deal with it, right? Now, that still does happen in Redux, but I swear they've just upped the number of enemies just so they can slip past the AI. Mm. Almost so that, because they know the AI is too good, they've just overwhelmed it, and so that some of the enemies can get past and try to attack me. That's just what it feels like.
The AI is pretty good. They often get headshots.
Mm-hmm.
But I, as I said earlier, I think it's more the case that the enemies to come after you. So the AI tends to distract them because the SDA gets overwhelmed, but then all four or five will just come after you, which makes it hard.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But I mean, like I said, that's just one of the bits that kind of annoyed me. So I was like, well, hang on a minute. I just don't remember the enemies coming at you at that frequency.
I remember not liking the stand bits the first time I played.
Sure, sure.
I remember hating.
So it's not improved for you in Redux at all.
I don't like those sort of bits in games where you're just like being overwhelmed, deal with it. I don't generally like that in games full stop. But I remember not liking that. I remember playing those bits and just wanted to get through them. Particularly as you are quite weak.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take a lot. And one thing I do find about Metroid is the checkpointing can be quite shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember going overwhelmed, you die, and you're like right back at the start of the fight again. It's like, oh, go through it all again.
Or you die and you start like a scripted sequence and you have to watch that scripted sequence again. That absolutely does my sweet in.
Yeah. One bit I got up to today where you're basically gone to the surface again, and we haven't talked about it, we'll talk about the surface in a bit, and you have to go to the top of a building to transmit a message. And you go to the building, transmit the message, there's like a beastie flying around, you have to drop back down several floors and you cross like this sort of frozen rivery bit place to get to the next bit. The checkpoint for that is like right at the start, at the top of the building before you set the transmitter off, but not very close to it. So if you die once you go all the way down to the bottom, you're put back quite away. That was like, oh, for fuck's sake, really? Why can't you save as I'm like going out the doors onto this bit? That's a logical checkpoint position.
You've completed the last story kind of key point. Yeah. Now give me a checkpoint.
I'll go up there and watch Artem as he very slowly turns on a radio, puts in a cassette, pushes it down and hits play. So come on, Artem. I could do it quicker than that.
So, I mean, it's a bit, it's wobbly.
Yeah.
It's wobbly. You can definitely say it's got some mid-2000s jank.
Yeah. One thing I think it does nail nicely, though, is atmosphere.
Yes.
I love the metro stations feel like metro stations. And the way that people moved and set up feels logical. It feels like an actual place you're wandering around. But
you can see that it's all been cobbled together. They've just pulled together scraps they're really just hanging on.
Yeah, and that comes with all your weapons as well. Most of your weapons you pick up are basically made together with duct tape. And then there's one weapon that I had for a long time, which is a little like air rifle. Mm-hmm. But you have to pump it up like to put pressure in it. And that just feels like something that's homemade. And it is meant to be homemade. That feels right. There are a few sort of military weapons about, but they're not really that many. Even like shotguns feel handmade. But I think the real key of atmosphere in this game has to come when you go to the surface. Metro, Moscow itself, and you're on the surface, and there's generally always a threat. There's a timer, effectively, because you have gas masks.
Your filter timers. Your filters run out as you're out on the surface.
And you can see on your watch, and you'll hear yourself get breathing, struggling to breathe as your filter runs out. One thing they did change from 2030 to 2033 to Redux was, I think 2033 just used to give you a count of how many filters you had, whereas this actually gives you a total time, filter time you got.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the levels are, but I always found I had just enough time I'd be getting to like Lexington now, and I'd have like literally like a couple minutes left.
Sure.
Fill time left. But up top can be a bit of a maze because there were couples where I got basically, because of being blind, got a bit lost. But that was because of being absolutely blind. It's like, where do I go from here? There's a massive hole in the wall. I just walked past about a dozen times.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes it's not actually entirely clear where you go, is it, on the surface? Because you look at somewhere, you think that's where you'd need to go. That seems to be the next logical place. It's right in front of where the game has dropped you kind of thing. But it turns out that maybe it's off that little side alley.
Yeah.
Or in a room, like in a building that you've just walked past the door to because you were drawn to maybe the enemies that were in front of you. It's not always particularly great at telegraphing where you need to go, no. But then you do have the compass, don't you, to say.
Yeah. That train points exactly where you need to go.
Yeah.
If you remember, you got it there, which I did for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that mattered because my gamma was so low I couldn't see anything anyway.
I have to say, I like the fact that everything's aphysical in it. So, like, your objective is literally a clipboard you carry around with you. There's no menu here to go into. And if you're in the dark, you need to use a lighter to light the map up so you can see.
Yep.
That sort of stuff is really nice. I love that the whole game feels like you are always... It doesn't break first person.
It doesn't break the game world fourth wall. You know, so it doesn't shove things in your face and pull you out of the game. You access everything from, like, you do bring up menus, like if you want to change to military grade ammo, which I'll go into in a minute, but you know, as you say, if you want to look at your objective, Artyom is carrying it and he will just pull it up in his hand and you can say, move it up, pull out your lighter. You can start the lighter to burn things or to light things up. You have like a headlamp on and you have to charge that up. That's just a thing that you do in your inventory. You just hold F, is it?
Yeah.
And that brings up your little chargey, your little crank.
Yeah.
So you can charge up your light so you can actually read and see where you're going and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it lasts a long time, to be fair.
The UI, the interface, the way that you interact with the world is really nicely put together. Yeah. You know, they haven't just gone, right, enter this menu, go here, do this, do that. They've made it so that most of the stuff you do, you don't have to touch a menu. It's just a button press and you'll like Artyom will pull something out of his pocket or... You know, it's really neat the way they did that. I thought that was kind of neat back in the day too. You know, it's something I think that's aged quite well and something that should actually be put in more games.
There's a state where games did this. Far Cry 2 did the same thing. There was no menu. It was all done in game. So like your map would usually pull out a map. And when you're driving, you put it on your lap. So you have to look down when you're driving, like the mouse actually look down your lap to see your map.
Yeah,
which was neat, and I love games that do that sort of thing. It makes it all feel like part of the world.
I mean, that's one of the things I liked about some of the stuff on the Wii U, where they'd actually put like maps and inventory and stuff on the gamepad, so you'd have to look away from your environment to be able to do things, because then it gave you it was risk, because you wouldn't be able to just scan your environment whilst you're kind of flicking through a menu kind of thing. It made it so that you were vulnerable. Whilst you were trying to do these really kind of gameplay-wise important things.
Yeah.
But I wish they did that the more. Rather than, like, give me a physical object that tells me where my objective is, rather than just giving me a marker on the screen.
Yeah.
You know? So the compass, it's a compass. All right, a compass isn't going to tell me exactly where my objective is in the real world, but it's a nice physical object to have in-game to serve that function, rather than just having
while you're using it, you're not using a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than having like a marker that just hovers up in the screen, and because it takes away from Artyom's right hand. If you're using a lighter, that's in your left hand. It's always going to be in your left hand. You have to manage what it is you're doing. You can't look at your map, look at your marker, and be, you know, running and gunning. You have just one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, health kits, that's a two-handed job, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you flip over with the left hand, pull out and jab yourself.
And it's neat. You know, you scavenge materials from corpses, generally, or from fallen enemies. Like, you don't have to kill them. You can knock them out, and you can just loot them for ammo and filters and med kits and stuff like that. Or you'll find, like, caches dotted about the map. The way it's pieced together is neat. I just think that there's a hell of a lot of jank in it. Going back to the weapons, because I mentioned the military grade ammo, how you said you're always short on ammo.
I never use military grade ammo, though.
You never use the military grade.
I saved all that.
Neither did I.
Saved all that for money.
The way that currency works in Metro is that, so that, as Ram said, they've got loads of like homemade guns, homemade weapons and things. They have kind of a lower grade kind of made in the Metro style of ammo. So it's not particularly impactful, but it'll do the job, you know? But then you've also got military grade. And in the Metro, they use military grade ammo, bullets, shells, whatever, as currency.
Which makes sense, limited resource.
And so when you're rocking around, if you find yourself running out of this, like, so you could have like a bullet and you can trade that at a shop for like, I don't know, six of this random crappy Metro ammo, right? When you're out in the sticks, though, if you find yourself running out of Metro, like Metro made ammo, you can take your currency and load it into a gun.
Yeah.
And it's considerably more powerful.
You're causing deflation when you do that.
Yes. Yes, you are. You are literally watching your money. You're throwing away your money.
Not just yours. The Metro is a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. You are. Firing it into the flesh of your enemies.
Yep. Can you imagine that? I would pay my rent this month. Unfortunately, it's an Anoscus down there.
Yeah, if you want to go pull it out of his face, you're more than welcome to. But, you know, I had to take care of business. So, but I mean, I thought that was a neat little mechanic too. Now, did you often buy things at the shops at each Metro station, or did you just...
I didn't much buy weapons. I upgraded weapons at the shops. Most of my money I spent on either upgrading stuff or buying more ammo and stuff.
So upgrading is generally like changing the stock.
Yep.
Changing the muzzles, like putting on silencers, stuff like that.
Yep.
Or putting on a sight. There's like the only three options,
Laser
right?
sight as well.
Okay.
Laser sight. So my current loadout, I've got a revolver with silencer, reflex sight, and a stock. I've got my sort of like stealth weapon. It's also the revolver is actually quite powerful, and then it'll take out like two shots. So it's a quite powerful weapon. My sort of secondary weapon, like sort of long range sort of stealth weapon, is I've now got the, I don't know if it's a bow gun or it's like a cadre of six like arrows it fires.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a proper scope on it. I've got an attachment that means it, so you can, I mentioned you can pressurize these weapons. It's an air pad weapon, like the ball bearing gun.
Now, I never used those.
Oh, they're really good.
My first pneumatic gun that I had was the flamethrower, I think.
The ball bearing gun will take out the, sort of like the main Mugen U and Crowley, the sort of Nostalis one. They'll take those out one hit.
Yeah, see, I'd never found one. I never had one. I never bought one.
There's one literally. After you meet Bourbon and you go down the sort of tunnel with him, there's like a little side tunnel bit. If you go down there, it's literally just one sat on the floor.
Sure.
So I picked that up. Also, I've never bought a weapon. I've only ever found them.
Yeah.
I've now swapped that out for an actual arrow gun. Then my final weapon is it's not the AK-47, it's like another assault rifle that's got a 20-round clip. So the best one, I've got that one. Actually, tell a lie, I did buy that one because I had enough bullets to do it. So I did buy that one, tell a lie. That's like what I call like my sort of like when the shit hits the wall, that's what I pull out.
Sure.
Most time, though, I'm using the pistol 9% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And throwing knives.
Yeah, I didn't touch the throwing knives until last light, to be fair.
Oh, throwing knives, again, they make stealth so easy.
Yeah, they're overpowered as fuck.
They are. They are.
Like, you can hit a fully, a heavy armored guy in Last Light.
Yeah.
They're just down.
Yeah.
That, you can have three guys on the floor at a distance in a heartbeat.
And you can pick them back up again.
Yep.
So effectively infinite ammo. That's actually why I like the arrow gun as well, because you can pick those back up as well. If you shoot something, you can pick it back off their corpse.
Never used one.
It's, again, great long-range weapon. Stealthily weapon, so it's great for like dealing with large groups of enemies stealth. You can just boom, 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 boom. It's got six rounds. I just go pick up all their corpses. It's great. What's your, what loadout did you go for?
The revolver, silenced. I put a scope on it, but I can't remember which one. It might have just been the reflex, and I put a stock on it just so I had a little bit of extra accuracy on it. Went for a shotgun, and I don't know which assault rifle it was.
Is it, do you know if it's the 30 round or 20 round mag?
Might have been the 20.
That's the bare one. Slower firing, but more powerful.
But there were, you know, I tended to stick to weapons. So when I went through Last Light, I picked like three weapons at the start, and I had those pretty much the entire way through.
Yeah.
When I find a set that I like, I don't tend to change them out that much if I don't really need to, unless I'm like really short on ammo and it turns out I've got buckets full of like, I don't know, assault rifle ammo, or I've got buckets full of shotgun ammo, but I'm not carrying a shotty. I'll swap something out for a thing that I have an abundance of ammo for. But I don't buy ammo. I don't buy filters. I scavenge that from the environment. Generally, I've found it to be okay. Now, interestingly enough, though, as I said, I had that gamma issue. When I played on my PC monitor, that gamma issue completely went away because my PC monitor is considerably brighter than my television set.
Yeah.
And so when I moved over to that, I found the game to be a lot easier because obviously I could see what I was doing. And in Last Light, I mean, I steamrolled that game. Like, I mean, I really steamrolled that game. I went from start to finish this afternoon.
Yeah, it's not a long game either.
9 hours-ish. Yeah. I could have probably done it in 8, maybe quicker.
Yeah.
I took a few breaks. But yeah, it was pretty the sound. Now, there's one thing we haven't mentioned, right? There's 3 games in the series.
Yep.
There are multiple endings to each Metro game. The specific ending in each game is canon, but the way that you get each ending is a bit shit.
There's a hidden morality system in it.
Yes.
So, yeah, so you'll go through a bit, and also, and occasionally, the screen will momentarily brighten, and you'll hear what sounds like water dropping. That's a good noise. It means you've done something that's, like, added morality points, or... And sometimes just listening in on things, or doing sound of things. And if you have enough of those, you have the option of getting a different ending. But it's very heavily hidden.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hate that system.
Agreed.
I despise that system. Because, like, some of the points are really fucking stupid. Artyom plays his guitar. Artyom talks to someone outside of the clinic. You know, Artyom gives someone some bullets, and the difference in the ending is fucking mental.
Yeah.
Like, none of these things have anything to do with the decision he makes. None of them. Not one fucking iota.
Last Light's got more, a few more overt, obvious good and bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
The one always stands up to mind is as a guy who's about to get dragged to hell, effectively. And you could choose to leave and we'll rescue him.
Yeah.
Basically, that's obvious which way you're going to get points or not. Supposedly, the point of the way Last Light is meant to work. So in Last Light, slight spoiler, you have a companion for last chunk of the game. He's basically... So the third of the first game, there's sort of two real endings is... Either you basically act like sort of a missile to destroy the Dark Ones, and you can either destroy them or not. In Last Light, it's canon that you destroy them.
Yeah. Which is effectively the bad ending, supposedly.
So in Last Light, you come across a lone survivor of the Dark Ones who's a child, and he joins you for most of the game. Now, those little morality bits are supposedly him watching you and how you're reacting and doing things is him learning.
Yeah.
And so basically the idea is it's his, the ending is based on what he's seen you do. It's still quite shit. There's a little, there's at least a little bit more logical reasoning behind it than Metro 2033, which is like, oh, well, as you say, you strum the guitar, you get a point type stuff. Yeah. There's at least a logic behind how that works.
Yeah, because the little guy interacts with you, doesn't he? Yeah. Like, he actually comments on the things that you do.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, oh, he did some really nasty things, but you're right, killing him would have probably been just as bad or even worse.
Yeah.
You know, he's learning from you.
Yeah.
Realistically, I mean, he should hate you.
He should.
But he doesn't, and he...
You've always got.
Yeah, and he's learning from you. He's getting his moral compass from the things you do. Now, I'm going to ask, Graham, did you get the good or bad ending in Last Light? You probably got the good one.
I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look at my Let's Play and see.
Okay.
I think I got the bad one, but I'm not sure.
I got the bad one. I've got an idea of what the good one is, given that there's a third game, and that in the bad ending, Little One has nothing to do with it.
I'm trying to remember what, because yes, he basically calls some friends and doesn't need the good ending.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I did get that one. I also can't remember. I have to go back and look at my Let's Play and see what I did.
Sure. I mean, because I didn't listen to any conversations either. So if that was a point of, if that was one of the things giving me points, I didn't eavesdrop on any conversations. No. I just went, gotta go.
That's another issue with the game is there's a lot of background or stuff in it. Too much, yeah. Actually.
There is a lot of fluff in it. Like you'll often hear like two or three different groups of NPCs talking over one another.
Yeah.
And it's like, so which one am I supposed to kind of focus in on, or is this just generic background chat that I'm supposed to ignore as I'm, you know, is it there just to kind of fill, to make the world feel alive whilst I'm moving through it to get to my next objective, or is this actually important?
Yeah, I mean, it does make the world feel like comfort, but the downside is when you're a gamer, you want to get all the content, a little bit of brain tricks, like, am I getting missing anything here? And you get annoyed when you can't hear everything.
Yes.
So I know, and Chopper's not the conversations go for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, see, because I gave myself the groove that I wanted to beat Last Light today. I wanted to beat it for this podcast so that I actually had some grounding to talk to you about it, because you've played through both of the originals before the Redux versions came out. And I was like, right, I've got to go. And I looked at the clock and I was like, Christ, if I sit here and listen to all this dialogue, it's going to take me about 12 hours. I've only got, you know, 9 to finish it.
Yeah.
So I've got to go. So I just blasted through and I got the bad ending, which kind of annoyed me. Because as you say, when you're dealing with the child, you get clear cues of when you've done the right thing. And I seem to have hit all those cues, but it wasn't enough to trigger the good ending. And I mean, like, some of it just seems really weird. Like, you know, you could hear someone shouting, but you have to get to them in time before an NPC does them in or whatever.
Yeah.
And in some cases, I did those. Like, I saved these people and nothing happened.
If you go on the wiki and look at the list of all the things that give you the good and bad points, there's hundreds of them.
Sure.
There's fucking loads of them in there. It's like, really? This is way too much.
Yeah. I mean, like, because I don't actually like looking up wikis and stuff for games. I just don't like it. To me, that feels like cheating. I'm robbing myself of an experience.
I tend to do it after I finish the game.
Sure.
I'll then go back, look through, look at the things I missed. And I'm like, oh, all mainly it's like, well, that quest, what have I done the other options? What would have happened? I don't look at wikis whilst I'm playing a game, unless I'm really stuck. But I usually look at them afterwards.
Sure. And so Metro is just one of those ones where, realistically, if you want the good endings, albeit the first one's good ending doesn't really matter. If you want the ending for Last Light that leads into Exodus, I personally think you'd probably have to look at a wiki.
I believe it's quite
take a slower pace.
I believe it is. I think it wasn't made out at the time that getting the good ending Last Light was quite hard.
Interesting.
Yeah. because a lot of people didn't realize you had to do those little bits. And because this game doesn't in any way tell you that, it doesn't tell you that at any point in the game, people are just going to go along and think, what's that weird noise? What's that mean? And the game doesn't tell you anything about it. So it's, I think that's why it's sort of like got a bit notorious, but actually when you go on a list of what's good. Mm. And lastly, I don't think Trafo 3 does this. There would be certain knock off your score as well.
Oh, right.
So there's like a slight different screen effect with a slight different noise. And that's a negative to your score. So there's pluses and minuses. But yeah, I didn't like the system at the time. I still don't like it. It feels a bit arbitrary.
It's got nothing to do with realistically what you're doing in the game, if you get what I mean. Like,
yeah.
If I can get a good ending just by strumming a guitar, that's really, 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 that's just terrible. But I will say though, given that I didn't have half as much trouble getting through Last Light as I did 2033.
It's interesting because I play Last Light. I had a lot more trouble. There's a boss fight outside a church.
Your sniper is back, isn't she? Yeah. And you're surrounded by water.
I completed
water
that boss fight using the knife because I ran ammunition.
Oh, wow. I thought you might have lost it on the boss before. So just as a note,
I did two
Metro 2033 there. Didn't have any bosses from what I remember.
No. No.
But Last Light has two? Three?
I think it's three. There's one that's underground.
The bear.
One that's underground and one that's outside a church. I remember those.
Right, so that's the first two, and then there's a bear, a mutant bear.
The underground one, I stood with a knife only.
See, I had so many bullets, I just literally circle strafed them and just shotgunned them down. Or
no, I ran out of ammunition.
Wow, I had so many bullets, it wasn't even funny.
Well, I spent all mine.
Damn. Well, I mean, look, I never used the military grade stuff ever. I had like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the. Of the spendable bullets, but I also always had near enough a full stock of shotgun shells, assault rifle ammo, you know, bullets for my revolver. I always had more than I needed. I mean, in some areas, and this is what I'm saying, like the difference between 2033 for me, the fact that I could set the gamma correctly anyway, and Last Light was that in some sections, I didn't even pull out my gun.
Yeah.
Because the AI at some points were just so jank, I could run into a room and just knife people down. Like, you know, the silent takedowns?
Yeah.
So you have the option of kill or knock out. I could run towards enemies spamming E, and it just drops three of them in a heartbeat. No shots fired, no one's alerted, and I've just picked up a load of ammo from these corpses or from these guys that I've just knocked out. And so once I realized how, like, dumb the enemies were, I was just like, okay, cool. We're just going to run at them. Just go for it. Don't even shoot. Just run at them and knock them out.
I tend to find a lot of games, though, that enemies, AI is programmed expecting a player to behave a certain way.
Yeah, and when you find a loop that they don't understand,
amount of times, actually, if you just run through somewhere, the AI doesn't know how to cope. And just leg it through.
I did that in some of the outside sections in Last Light. I was like, I don't know if I can really be asked to fight these, like, the mutants.
Yeah.
So
I did the same.
I pulled out my compass and just went, right, I've got to go that way, and just fucking legged it down the visible path.
Yeah.
Without firing a single shot. I was like, and the only time I pulled out my gun was if I got cornered and I had to quickly turn around.
Yeah.
So I took, like, turn around, take a couple out to clear a line, and then sprint again.
Yeah.
Because med kits were plentiful. You know, or reasonably. I will say, actually, speaking of resource management, because Metro 2033 was pretty, you know, resource, you know, the management was intense in 2033. It was supposed to be. They went a lot easier on you in Last Light, I found.
Yeah.
But in 2033, once you get to this place called D6, I ran out of fucking filters.
Yeah.
I'd completely mismanaged my filters because I kept forgetting to take my gas mask off when I didn't need it.
I don't think your fills go down unless you're actually breathing. There's actually gas around.
Really? Interesting. I'm sure because it just, they just, I pretty much had it on all the time and my filters were gone.
No, I'm sure because if they were going down, you'd hear yourself running out of breath and have to change them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they very kindly only made them go down when you were in like a gaseous environment.
Sure, sure.
So, I'm pretty sure they don't go down.
Oh, fair enough. Then I just clearly didn't have enough filters.
Filters are...
That was the one thing I really struggled to keep enough of.
Yeah, filters are... I said both bits I've done outside, I finished them just enough to let time enough on filters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go there with like 20 minutes of filters and you're down to like a minute left by the time you finish.
Would you mind if we just go on to last light story a little bit?
Yeah, go for it. I'm happy with that. I'll play it through, so I'm happy with that.
I just have one minor complaint with Last Light Story. I quite like Last Light Story. I don't like... They introduced a new character in it. This lassie who's a sniper. I didn't like her very much. But outside of that, when they introduced the child Dark One, I love that character. Right?
Yeah.
I really quite like that little guy. But... But I do not like how randomly accepting some of these fucking serial killers are of this character. Like, well, I think we should do this. No, we should do blah, blah, blah. Fuck them. But I said, okay, then, do it. And it's like, wow, I really had to twist your arm to convince you of that one, didn't I? And that happens throughout in Last Light's campaign.
Yeah.
Two people who are completely opposite on a moral spectrum, in a few words, all of a sudden, they're great. Just to push the story forward. Is it Miller? Yeah. Miller and Khan?
Yes.
Or whatever. They are constantly at each other's throats, but I swear, within a few sentences from each, all of a sudden, the one who is adamant that the other is completely, they're crazy... They're just like, yeah, fuck it, just go. Do it. Yeah, whatever, not a problem. I think he should do it. Okay, cool, whatever. I'm like, what?
Well, this goes back to what we were saying. That last slide puts you more the center of the universe and what you decide. Because really, even after the end of Trey Phase 3, your sort of, like, ability that you can sort of, like, survive the Dark Ones, it doesn't mean the second coming of Jesus... You're still just a guy who just has this weird ability, but everybody like treats you like your second coming.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite fit.
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't think it was quite that extreme. I mean, is it Khan? Is that his name?
I think there is one called Khan.
Yeah, he's the one that really treats you like you're some kind of spiritual guru. Everyone else, though, I think they look up to you just because you are the one that launched the nukes.
Yeah.
You are the one that eradicated the Dark Ones, so you are kind of a hero. You succeeded where many others had failed. You're the one that got them the plans to get to D6, to get to be able to launch the nukes to take out the Dark Ones. You were the one that eventually pushed the button.
I just find it hard to accept that someone like, people like Miller, feel like quite high ranking in the range of just all of a sudden just like, oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And it just seems really disconnected. You were just some aimless bitch-ass traveller from some out-in-the-boonies fucking metro
station. Let's be honest. In the modern-day world, if you're in the military and you're like a normal guy who went off and did something really heroic and stuff, you'd get a promotion, but they wouldn't make you in charge of the entire army overnight.
Yeah. I mean, let's be fair. They didn't do that to Artyom, but they did kind of push him up the ranks a bit.
Yeah.
But as you're right.
Able to say first that, him, though. You know,
yeah. And it just seems really weird.
Yeah.
Or instead of arguing with each other, Miller's like, look, it's almost like he's saying, I'm sick and tired of dealing with your guy's shit. If you want to do it, fuck off. Because you're going to do it anyway, pretty much. But he doesn't have any sound reason to let you do it. Like, you are undermining his authority on every level. But he just lets you get away with it.
Last Light, you can tell, was written more by the developers less than the author. Because Last Light was like a reverse where the book was written based on the game. Because Metro 2035 is a sequel, which I think is based on Last Light. So you can tell it's written more by developers and less by an actual author. Because again, they want to put
The author was there, wasn't he?
He was there. It was definitely a developer-led story rather than a author-led story.
I mean, not that much. I have to say, though, I did like Last Light's story, and I much preferred Last Light's gameplay. However, I'm not entirely sure if that's just down to the fact that I had that gamma bug.
Hmm.
Would the earlier parts of Metro 2033 have been more enjoyable for me had I actually been able to fucking see what I was doing?
Yeah.
Because the gamma was so low, I had to have my flashlight on all the time to be able to see, which means that the enemies could see me from a mile off. If I turned it all off, I couldn't even see an enemy. You know that first stealth section you said you fucked up?
Yeah.
You could literally be looking at the guy, whites of his eyes, he would barely be there.
That's really bad.
Yeah, it was that bad. Like the rightmost, the brightest of the three symbols you had to illuminate in that gamma setting was the only one you could see. So it was pretty broken, shall we say?
Yeah, sounds like
it made stealth very, very, very difficult. I would like to go through it again, though. I won't say I didn't enjoy it. I definitely think there were a lot of things in 2033 that irked me. Any forced stealth section, I hated. The librarians, I fucking hated that section. Because it just seemed it was forced to slow the pace. Because as you say, you can't. So there are these creatures who are supposed to be like super powerful, super strong. They can like they'll just rip your arms and legs off and all that. And if you turn your back on them, they get enraged and they charge at you. And if you shoot at them, they'll charge at you. And there's no realistic way you're gonna put one of them down. But you can stare them down. They're not a threat at all. Although I did find in some cases their pathing glitched.
See, I'm the opposite. I really like the librarians because, like, this is something that's a little bit different. You know, you've kind of got a different idea of, let's have an enemy where you've got to, like, think your way through a level by staring. So it's like, it's something a bit different, unusual. And I like the librarians. They were on the highlights of what 2033 for me because it's like, it's just so different.
Sure. Bless you.
Yeah.
Someone had to like them. I didn't.
But it's a bit like the sort of like the ghosts. They're a bit different. Yeah, not really a big threat, but they're different. And sort of knowing how to deal with them makes them interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there anything really else? Is there anything I'm missing, Ram?
Nothing we've gone for most bases.
Just like I say, mechanically, I preferred Redux, or gameplay wise, I preferred Redux. I thought a lot of the bosses were just tacked in for shits and giggles.
Mm.
So even though they were just, you know, shooty, shooty, bang, bang, fun times, I thought they were a bit forced. I thought that the stealth sections in 2033 were a bit stealthed, forced even. The stealth sections in Last Light were okay, where you're going around with that, the communist. Yeah. What's his name?
Pavlov.
I've literally just finished the game and I've already forgot who he is. It begins with P, I think.
Pavlov?
Pavel. Pavel or something?
Yes.
Whatever.
I think it is.
That guy. I liked him.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way he spoke half the time because everyone swears in that game way more than I do, which is really off-putting at times. I quite liked the guy to a degree. And the earlier stealth sections with him in it, initially when I was like, oh shit, that's a four stealth section, I was a bit whammed up by it. But they weren't actually that bad and they really built the atmosphere. That was fine. But then when you got to a last like boss fight, it was so shit.
That bit, the bit that stands out for me, that one, is where you walk through the that Nazi meeting. The rally.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And you have to walk through very slowly as they all like sort of cheering on. It's only about 5 minutes long. That really sticks in your mind section of the game.
Yeah, because then the one of the guys comes through up onto the stage and said, yeah, there's been a break. Two of the prisoners have escaped. And you're like, oh, shit. You are literally standing there listening to, watching the guy inform all of these people who are out to kill you that you've escaped. And it's like, where is this going to go? What the fuck? How am I going to get out of this? So I was like, but there's no way two guys could fight off that entire room.
No.
So the fact that we managed to get the fuck away with it was, oh, Fantastic. I did like the world of Metro.
Yeah.
I really did quite enjoy it. I just think that there were just so many bits that they could have probably done better. Some parts in both games just felt so forced.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of fond memories of Metro, and replaying it hasn't tarnished them.
Sure.
Yes, the AI is a bit stupid here and there, and yes, it's got these annoying bits in it, but I still like. I really do love this environment, this atmosphere, and I do like that. Because I think I put Metro down as one of my. When we did like our top 10 games of the last whole decade, I think I did Metro as one of them. I'll have to look back and see if I did, or if it didn't, it would have been the contender anyway.
It is a sound series. It's a sound game.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I managed to stomach 2033 and its stealth and that. Mm. It's low gamma stealth. The thing is, when I first played it wasn't. I played it on a Windows PC back in the day, near when it came out. So I didn't have the excuse of low gamma back then, but a lot of people did comment on it being punishing, and that's what put it just really fucking put me off. Within a few forced stealth sections, it really put me off, but I'm really glad that recently I've gone back to the series and gone through it. And I do wonder, because if you remember when we talked about Metro Exodus back in the day, Middlemeister played it, and I fucking hated it. I wonder if perhaps if I play through it now, it's been patched up, if perhaps it had a bit of a cyberpunk release on consoles, because it was quite broken on console.
I've not played Exodus yet.
Well, that's what I'm planning on going through next. Because Exodus was one of those ones where I'd seen it just break a lot, and I was like, I'm not going to play this until they patch it, which was the reverse of what I did with Cyberpunk. I knew it was broken and just thought, fuck it, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
I think now Exodus has been given enough time that it should be well enough ironed out.
Yeah.
I want to know where they go next.
Hmm. I might.
Albeit I had the bad ending, so.
Go straight on to Exodus from 2033, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not because I disliked last, I don't want to play it again, but it's like, now we visit 2033, I've enjoyed it, but it's like, I don't really need to revisit the last, like, I don't feel the need to. So I might go straight to Exodus.
But it's scratched that itch,
yeah,
that refresh, to then make you go, you know what, it's time to play Exodus.
Yeah, I think I might go straight into that after then 2033.
So do you think that'll be our next podcast?
Quite
goal,
probably,
then?
Yeah.
to go on for Exodus?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I'm psyched for it, although I am concerned. I was going to turn on all the ray tracing options because the Linux version has the ray tracing options
cool.
on it. But I've heard they're quite graphically expensive, so I might have my frame rate just fall to the floor.
I suppose X is on your GeForce Experience thing.
No, I can. It's got a native port.
No, but I'm saying because that's also ray tracing streamed, isn't it?
Well, I suppose I could do it that way, but I mean, I've got a... Well, no, really, because GeForce Now limits higher-end graphics cards based on your subscription tier.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they don't automatically just give you access to, say, a 3080 for ray-traced games. So you might end up turning on ray tracing and being on a lower-end graphics card, and then end up having a somewhat subpar experience. Whereas I have a GTX 3080, RTX 3080. So there would be no reason for me to use GeForce Now my Linux machine, because I've already got access to the highest-end graphics card that GeForce Now provides.
Well, then you must do that then.
Yeah. But as I said, I was just thinking, like, I've heard it's quite, you know, you could go from hundreds of frames a second down to like cheese, and I don't know. I might do a mix of both.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Because I hear, and from some of the screenshots I've seen of it, and some people have played it with RTX on, they say it looks fucking phenomenal. And as I said, the stills I've seen look phenomenal.
We compare and contrast next time.
Yeah, for sure. So, Metro, what are our final thoughts? Fun but fucking broken?
Yes.
Fun but janky?
A wonderful, atmospherically fun game that's fundamentally broken in many ways.
Yes.
But still,
if you can look past that jank,
it's a good game.
The story makes up for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. It's a game I would always still recommend people play. It's really good. It's a nice, tight story. It just works really well. It's, you know, good atmosphere. Just got a lot of problems with it. But it's sort of, I would say it's sort of its time, but it was a bit jank even then.
Oh, yeah.
So
definitely.
But it doesn't make it unfun.
It had some very PC of old jank, yeah. Didn't it?
Yes. It feels like an older PC game. You know, looks really new.
It was an older PC game that was at the time incredible. It was beautiful at the time,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But no, I do recommend it. And because of the Redux set, it's readily available now on every platform, including Nintendo Switch. So if you really wanted to play Metro, I mean, you've got no excuse now. You can play it on anything.
Yeah.
So give it a go.
Awesome.
But don't play Last Light until after you play 2033.
Yes, the Ardroid continuation.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening on our Metrocast. We'll join us again on our next live stream, which is on 9th of April at 21:30 GMT plus one, because the others go on tonight. Yeah. You can also join us on Games Night this Tuesday, 29th of March, 8:30 GMT plus one, because the hour goes on tonight. And we'll be streaming Vermintide. And
hopefully we can bloody finish it, because Zaber's about to have a seizure if he can't get that off his hard drive. Yeah.
And you can also check out our previous Games Night on our YouTube channel. You can watch Scatters and Zaber plays Zenith. And you can watch us on Let's Plays and those sorts of game nights there as well. So check them all out. So thank you for watching. I'm the Suffolk Ram.
Scazius.
See you next time.